Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, is in China to boost political and economic ties with his nation's biggest trading partner. He arrived in Shanghai for the inauguration of Brazil's former president, Dilma Rousseff, as the head of the new development bank. It was set up by Brazil, Russia, China, India and South Africa, known as the BRICS, a group of emerging economies. President Lula will then head to Beijing, where he's expected to discuss the Ukraine war with President Xi Jinping. Well, Joseph Mahoney is a professor of politics and international relations at East China Normal University. He's joining us from Shanghai. Thank you very much indeed for being with us on Al Jazeera. Brazil and China do have very strong trading links, but how much leverage diplomatically and politically does that give Brazil with China?
Well, we do know that Lula is wanting to re-engage, relations had gone a little bit off track with his predecessor, Bolsonaro. Then there was some concern that Bolsonaro had really emphasized agricultural raw materials, these sorts of things, maybe at the expense of some of Lula's interest more in manufacturing. It is hard to compete with selling manufactured goods in China, given that China has the most advanced manufacturing system in the world. But he has, obviously, as you've noted, the interest in attending Dilma Rousseff's inauguration. They're very close friends. They're close comrades, and he clearly has his agenda with Ukraine, wanting to support the efforts there, as well as I think to strike a balance with Brazil between the United States and China. This follows, of course, his trip to visit Biden, and he's clearly making some very powerful signals here that also run a little bit contrary to what Washington would otherwise like to hear.
In order to be, obviously, an effective go-between between Russia and Ukraine, he would have to talk to Russia as well. And how much influence does he have with Russia compared to that he has, perhaps, with China?
Well, I don't think that that's necessarily his objective. I mean, clearly, I think he is envisioning a global South effort where there would be a number of countries from the global South coming together to support this type of effort to find a negotiated settlement. This is why he's been talking about it, why he's talking with China. So I don't think that he necessarily envisions Brazil taking the lead or Brazil necessarily being the primary mediator with Russia. That would probably be more suitable to Beijing. But he does see it as a global South led effort where different countries have different leverages that might be useful for finding a diplomatic solution.
Mm. It's going to be a bit of a tight walk, isn't it, for Lula da Silva? Because as you mentioned before, he's trying to also reestablish relations with the United States that had gone awry under the the leadership of Jair Bolsonaro. What is the U.S., do you think, going to be watching from this visit that Lula is making to China? What is it going to be looking for to see how that's going to play out?
Well, I think one thing that they're hoping is that he won't be as inflammatory as President Macron was on his exit, talking about Europe avoiding becoming vassal states. Lula, you know, is what we might call a legacy leftist. You know, he is very much admired by business leaders, by Wall Street. He's a pragmatist. Clearly, he went to visit the United States. Now he's come to China. He has to acknowledge the fact that China is Brazil's largest trading partner, that China invests more in Brazil than anyone else. And he's also very, very committed ideologically to the global South. But, you know, the certain images like him in Shanghai visiting a Huawei research laboratory is clearly going to play very poorly in Washington, which, of course, has demonized Chinese technology and Huawei, as well as the deal to jointly construct the CVERS-6 satellites. This is a clear high-tech deal that will certainly irritate the United States, and all the more so because it connects, in a certain sense, to China's space program, which the U.S. has made illegal in, for the U.S. itself.
Mm-hmm. That BRICS coalition, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, has been long been positioning itself as an alternative to Northern Hemisphere organizations, if you like the G7, for example. What are the signs that it is heading towards that, that it is beginning to achieve that goal?
Well, you know, I think one of the big things that we're starting to see, not just with BRICS, but with other countries, is the outline, not yet the reality, and certainly I don't think necessarily in the near term, but the outline of a new world order in terms of finance. One of the other big achievements here is that the two countries are going to move towards settlement in their respective currencies and bypass the dollar. We're seeing similar developments with other leading economies, even in some cases recently a deal between a French company and China clearing a natural gas sale in RMB. This is, I think, where the world is heading, and BRICS clearly, I think, especially with the new development bank, in tandem with the various other major projects associated with it, including the Belt Road Initiative. This is the main thrust of where things are going.
Joseph Mahoney, it's really interesting to get your thoughts on this, and we appreciate you being with us on Al Jazeera. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.